My name is Danny Johnson. I want to welcome all of the first-time guests that are in earshot of this call tonight. Please excuse the beep. There are just people coming online just in droves right now, and that will probably go on for the next 5 minutes, I would assume, till 7:05. Anyway, for those of you I haven't had the chance to meet yet, as Hans just told you, I started in this industry many years ago. When I first heard about the industry, went to my first business presentation. I was 19 years old. I really didn't understand what it was about, didn't think that someone like myself could ever succeed in anything. I come from a real small town in Northern California. I had no college education at all. In fact, 19, you know, that's just barely enough age to get into out of high school and into college. But I had grown up in a home where my mom and dad were drug addicts. My father was extremely abusive in every way, shape, and form. And I heard my entire life that I would never succeed in anything. If I didn't go to college, I'd just be a failure. And that I just couldn't do anything right. And that's kind of the mindset that I had when I started off in the marketplace, just trying to earn a living, just to pay bills, keep a roof over my head and things like that. So when I first heard about this type of a business, I really didn't think I could make it. I didn't think it was for me. I thought for sure it was for the person who invited me, though. And I told him, you know, this is really great for you. I will totally support you, but it's definitely not for me. That was my objection to the presentation that I had heard, which was a conference call like this one, but it was for a business opportunity. Now, tonight, you're not going to hear about any kind of product. You're not going to hear about any kind of company other than DannyJohnson.com, which is just a site available for you to help give you an education in the network marketing industry so you can earn a professional level of income by having this be your chosen profession, like I chose it to be my profession at the age of 19, and going out and turning over 6 and 7 figures. Now, for some of you, that might just seem like too much, and there's no way you'll be able to do that. And if that's the way you're thinking, guess what? That's how I used to think. I never thought in a million years I could ever turn over a 6-figure income. After 6 months of failing in this business, I couldn't sign anybody up, couldn't get a customer to save my life, and I did everything the people around me were telling me to do, but they were having no success either. So after 6 months of failing and everybody else around me failing, I decided to find somebody that knew what they were doing. And I did so, and this young man actually was kind enough to teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. And everything changed, and there's 4 things that he gave me that he told me that I needed to do in order to work with him. And if I refused to do any one of the 4, then we would not work together at all. Being hungry and desperate, willing to do absolutely anything, obviously within moral standards, I did everything he told me to do. And one of the things, the first thing he told me is I needed to invest in myself and go to a training seminar to learn how to become a professional in the business. Well, I had every excuse in the book. I had been living off my credit cards. I was in the business full time and had not yet made a dime, let alone a profit. And I had gone, you know, severely in debt. And so spending more money just didn't make sense to me. And I had never spent the kind of money he was asking me to spend. Between all the airfare and accommodations and the weekend itself, it was going to total around $1,500 for me to get my education in this type of a business. And he told me if I gave him any excuses, I couldn't work with him anymore. And I was so desperate to succeed and knew that this was my ticket to breaking through the barriers that I had and being on the other side to some great financial success. And so I went. First 8 days out of that seminar, made $4,000, brought in 25 business builders into my business. Blew my mind. And then the next month, I wound up bringing people back to that same training seminar because it dawned on me. I'm young, I'm female, I'm uneducated, I don't know what I'm doing, but I've mastered the prospecting part. And it made sense to me to just put other people in front of this person who had a track record of making millions of dollars. It made absolute sense to me that I didn't need to become him, but that while I was learning and I was going through on-the-job training, it just made perfect sense to me to get this one section good at it, and that was just getting people in front of that multimillionaire who would teach my people directly. And I'm not talking about, you know, getting them in front of just a sales pitch or just a, you know, little Saturday training. We're talking a 2-day intensive workshop. And so I wound up bringing 9 people to Salt Lake City in that next month and wound up profiting $11,000. The following month, made over $15,000. The month I had 60 people fly from California all the way to New Jersey and also from Canada, from Vancouver, Canada, all the way to New Jersey, my check went over $21,000. Became the number one international producer inside that company all at the age of 20. which was absolutely insane and obviously was earning an income monthly that was astronomical to me at the time. And this is 15 years ago, so that was a lot of money 15 years ago, especially to a 20-year-old who, you know, never in a million years would ever earn $5,000 a month anywhere, let alone earning 20. Shortly after that, we ended up running off and getting married, and the whole fairy tale deal, totally, you know, did the honeymoon thing for months. I didn't realize that we were honeymooning on my credit cards, though, and my income. And everything dawned on me all of a sudden one day. My bank account was empty, my credit cards were maxed out, and he was gone off to Japan with another woman. I was 50 pounds overweight, had $2.03 to my name, completely 100% homeless. December 13th is when I became homeless of 1990. At this point, I'm 21 years old. Lost my business as a direct result of marrying this individual, and he left me for broke. Dead broke. And after, from the December 13th to December 25th, I had a wake-up call, and that was I was heading in the wrong direction really fast, and I was becoming the people I surrounded myself with, which were people who had no dreams, no desires, no focus, no passion, no drive, no nothing. They were experimenting with drugs. They drank a lot because they worked in bars and got it for free. And they just had no desire to make any more of their lives than where it was. And I realized after hanging around with these people that this was not healthy for me because I started to become like them, started experimenting with things I swore to myself I would never do. I started to live a life the way they did, which is something I swore to myself I would never, ever do. And so after having that major wake-up call the very next day, December 26th, if you could imagine, starting a business right from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, I had every excuse in the book not to succeed. I didn't have a physical address. I did not have a telephone number. I did not have anybody that I knew in the area at all. I was new to this area. I was living in Waikoloa, Hawaii. I was a foreigner in what had seemed to be a foreign land. I was the wrong sex. I was too... Everything was wrong, if you could just imagine. Absolutely everything was wrong. There was nothing good about my financial situation, nothing good about my personal situation, nothing good about my social life, nothing. And that's why there had to be a change. Something had to be made different. And so what's interesting is that day, December 26th of 90, started another business. And got a guy to give me a voicemail number with no payment, gave me 30 days to pay him for that. In 3.5 hours, I got 25 phone calls off this little handwritten flyer that I put up at a post office, called the people back, and 24 out of 25 people said, yes, I want what you have. Give me a break. How in the world does that happen? I'm brand spanking new. I'm totally homeless. I have no idea what it is that I'm talking about. I had just purchased this weight loss program a month before, hadn't even had any great success on it, but I had a chance to change my life financially. I had a chance to redeem myself. Had a chance to get some dignity and pick up my broken pieces of my life and say, I've got to put something together that looks halfway good. I spent 2 weeks in a pity party. 2 weeks just moaning and groping and just whining and complaining about how terrible my life was and how far in debt I was. And that was a mountain that seemed so enormously huge that I could never, ever accomplish. I know many of you have felt that way before in your life where just nothing's going right, and that's where it was just a few years ago, 14 years ago for me. And so what I'm saying is this, just shortly after starting in that business, made $2,000 in 4 days, put in about 10 hours worth of work, $6,500 in the next 30 hours that I worked, and that was the month of January. February, I quit my job and I came in full time, made over $10,000 my third month in that business. Became the number one international producer inside that company that was a multi-billion dollar corporation with hundreds of thousands of distributors worldwide. That next, by summertime, I had several people making $5,000 to $10,000 a month. By October, my check had climbed up to over $80,000 a month, which putting me in a million-dollar income bracket. 12 times $87,000 a month is $1 million a year. And so that was the first time I had reached that check, and it continued to grow. Following that, that very first year, made $250,000 from being totally homeless in the month of December to the following December, 12 months later, putting $32,000 down on a house, $250,000 home, and give me a break at the age of 21. Never in a million years did I think that was ever going to be possible. And so if that's what can happen out of this broke, uneducated, abused child out of Northern California, then what in the world can happen for you? It all boils down to a few things. And tonight, we sent everybody an email saying, get every new person that you've got in the business on this call. And I know many of you absolutely did that. And I have to commend you. You know what? Today is Memorial Day. And many people can use today as an absolute excuse not to build their business. They could use today as a reason why to sit on their tail and not be on this call. And I'm blown away at your leadership. I'm blown away at your ability to step up, recognize an opportunity, and fully take advantage of the call that is happening here tonight. And you guys decided to put your head down and work anyway. And so I'm really proud of you for being on the call. We didn't expect a whole lot of people, and this thing is overpacked, as they are every single Monday. I mean, what's up with you guys? Are you, like, trying to really make it or something? Okay, so for the new people, I want to talk to you. Now, if you're not new, and what classifies new? New is someone that's brand new in the business. They have excitement. They're somebody that is actively starting to build their business. They're talking to people. They're starting to build their representative base, and they're starting to build their customer base. And so old people can qualify as new people, too, only if they are first level working, adding new reps to their business and new customers on a daily business basis. If you're focused in that direction, then you're considered new. Old is that you somehow reach a certain level of income and you feel like you could just, you know, take off and get yourself into management mode, and that's old. So if you're on this call, you need to hear this more than anything. And if you're brand new on the call, you need to hear this more than anything. Why? This is the steps that you need to getting yourself started right away. There's three things that initially I remember the first set of videotapes that I had watched in 89, 90, that was amazing. And there were three things that were taught to me, and I've added a fourth thing in here because I believe it's very important as I've watched, as I've built successful sales forces through the years, and how did I go from homeless to within 2 years becoming a millionaire? That was from absolutely duplicating my efforts into people that were much better at the business than I was. And that's what I was, a talent scout looking for people who were better than me, that were teachable, that were hungry, that were eager, and showing them exactly how to amass in a giant sales force of representatives and building a customer base at the same time. And so let me give you these four steps that have a whole bunch of little subheadings to go along with it. But this is what every brand new person needs to know, needs to hear, in order to make, to cross over from thinking about doing this business seriously to actually actively building this business seriously. Now, obviously, you've heard all the testimonies inside of your own personal company that you're in. You know, we probably have 50 to 100 different companies that are represented on this call right now. Y'all have different home-based business opportunities that you're working, and what I want to tell you is you have tons of success stories inside those companies. And that is a beautiful, wonderful, awesome thing. What that tells you is if they can do it, so can you, if you're willing to pay the same kind of price. If you're willing to have the same level of commitment, dedication, and determination, then you absolutely will be able to have the same sort of results. Maybe faster, maybe slower. But the reality is if you're committed, it doesn't matter how long it takes, you're not willing to give up until you get the end result. So number one is you need to get excited about the opportunity that you have. Why? Well, you know what I find, and we've done training seminars for you. I can't wait to see all you guys in Tampa. This is going to be so awesome. I heard so many of you going, I'll be there. In fact, I'll open up the lines later and let everybody that is going say you're going, and if you've reached your goal of bringing how many people that you're going to bring along with you. But anyway, getting excited. Now, out of the years of doing training seminars, I've had my training company for 14 years. It's been a very successful company because we've developed 6- and 7-figure income earners out of the training seminar that's taken place in Tampa. That's what happens. That's the bottom line of what happens, and it doesn't matter what the personality is, background, educational level, doesn't matter. And by the way, not only are they network marketers that have made 6- and 7-figures, it is also people who went back to their jobs and got themselves promoted all the way to the point of earning 6 figures when they started at $20,000 a year, $30,000 a year. And within a couple of years from the techniques that they learned through these seminars, now making $100,000 a year. And I also know others who are now millionaires today because of the tips and techniques they learned at that seminar, applied it to their job, and boom, exploded their job. Or they were entrepreneurs who got started in network marketing, came to the training seminar, and exploded their traditional business to millions of dollars. We have hundreds of testimonials like that of people not only expanding their network marketing business, but being promoted in their normal job. Hello? why don't you want to raise there, too? I mean, you're going to raise more money working a home-based business. Why not get the training and apply it to increasing your income on your job or in your traditional business, whatever it is that you do? Real estate, I don't care what it is. We will show you how to increase your odds and increase your income. Okay, so yes, got to get excited. The reason why I went here was this. After the thousands of people that we've seen come through First Steps, this is what I will tell you. There's just a couple different types of people. Now there's that type of person, when they get in this business, they're still on the fence, man. They haven't quite crossed over. They haven't quite made the decision. And usually it is a root of fear is why they haven't crossed over yet. And here's why. They're afraid of losing money. They're afraid of being defamed by their friends. They're afraid of humiliation. They're afraid of failing at something else. And so they're on the fence. And so if you're there, let me talk to you. Listen to me clearly. Let's just pretend for a moment it's just you and me. Face to face, heart to heart, this is what I will tell you. No commitment equals no results. I don't care what you do. Don't you know that on your job? Come on, honey, you know that on your job, that if you come at your job every day or your current business, whatever it is, traditional or non-traditional, and you've got a half-hearted commitment in that job, what kind of success are you going to have? I think we all know the answer. It's not much. In fact, it could lead to getting laid off or fired. That's the reality. And so you've got to give this brand new enterprise that you just started right there in your home, you must give it the same level of commitment that you're giving your marriage, that you're giving your normal job, that you give your God. It has to have a high level of commitment in order for it to work. That's with anything. If you wanted to become a professional athlete, you have to have a serious commitment. But if you said, I want to become a professional athlete, but you refuse to show up for practice, you refuse to work on your skill, talent, and ability, then you and I both know you're never going to make it as a professional athlete. That's just the way it is. So if you're on the fence, your mindset is kind of like this, like, well, you know, well, I'll just try it out and we'll see. I'll go to a couple meetings and I'll talk to a couple people, but, you know, if nobody gives me a good response, then I'm not going to do it. Well, you know what? Save yourself the money and save yourself the time and save yourself the effort of talking to anybody, because it ain't going to work. It will only work if you want it to work. It will only work if you're here to stay and you're ready to make a strong commitment that I'm going to do this no matter what. And how do you get there? Well, you've got to realize, let me ask you something. If you don't do this, what else better do you have going on? What else better do you have going on? What else do you have in your list of tricks that's going to help you get out of debt this fast? What else do you have that's going to help you build a more stable financial future? What else do you have that is going to help you get those long-awaited vacations that you know that you and your family deserve now, not 10 years from now after they're gone out of the house and they could care less about going on vacation with you anymore? That's what you need to do. You absolutely 100% need to have made the decision that, you know what, this is my chance. I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are, but I believe in God, and I believe Ann chose me out of the pit of hell and planted me right here in this industry. Taught me how to build a business, lots of different types of businesses. And they have succeeded. They flourished. Why? Because we were committed. We were not on the fence. So anyone who's ever succeeded in anything, including you, I'm sure you've succeeded in something in your life. How did you get good at it? One is you had a strong commitment. You were not on the fence. You decided, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it good. I'm going to get great at it, and I'm giving it my best shot. That has to be the language out of your mouth. That has to be the action from your feet, no matter what. And so I understand if you're afraid to get started, afraid to talk to people, what will my friends think, all that stuff. I understand. I had the very same excuses in my mind. But the reality is this. I'd be more worried about what your friends think about your current financial situation than what they think about you building a business. And you know what? What do they think? I don't know, and I don't care. Here's the reality. They're always going to think what they think no matter what you do or say. They're always going to have their opinion. Well, when you pull up in the kind of lifestyle that you desire, that you feel that your family deserves, then let them think what they want. In fact, they'd be thinking, I should have joined her or him. I wish I would have got started with them when I had the chance. Don't worry about what they think now. Worry about what they think later, because they'll be jumping into the opportunity that you're in once you break that barrier. You can't worry about that. You have to worry about you and your family and building something that you can pass down for generations. You have to worry about, okay, you know, the job market out there is unstable. You have to worry about, okay, well, this is another way to supplement my income or to diversify my income in case something goes wrong with the job. Do you know how many thousands of people who have fallen back on the little business that they built for years? When the husband was laid off and the wife had built a nice little business, or even the husband had worked part-time after he worked his normal job all day long. They built a nice little business, built a nice little nest egg, and boom, all of a sudden the rug gets ripped out from under them. They lose their job, and here they have a nice little income that's coming in. They have something to fall back on. Isn't that just wise? Isn't it just smart? Absolutely. So it's okay to get excited about the opportunity that you're in. If you don't get excited, then I can guarantee you this is going to be one boring deal that you do, because people are much more impressed with your enthusiasm than they are with your knowledge. So here's the most awesome thing about brand new people. They know nothing. They just have sheer excitement and lots of contacts. That's what you have. That's what you bring to this partnership between you and your upline, is that you've got sheer excitement. You're hungry, you're teachable, you're ready to go, and therefore they can help you build an income. But if you're not excited about it, who in the world is going to follow you? I can guarantee you, you're going to make a whole lot more happen in your business on sheer enthusiasm than you ever would making sure that you got all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed, that you have all the information, you're becoming an information idiot. You don't want to do that. You want to just have sheer enthusiasm, because people are much more impressed with your enthusiasm than they are with your knowledge. If you call somebody, and by the way, if you need help with, you know, scripts and figuring out how to talk to people and all that kind of stuff, go to my site. There is just a plethora of free training on that site on what to say, how to say it, who to say it to, and ta-da-da-da-da-da-da. Really important, great information that will actually teach you the words that should come out of your mouth and how you should say it and who you should say it to. All that stuff is available on www.dannyjohnson.com. Anyway, so it's okay to get excited. I understand you've had some disappointments in the past. Get over them. Hello, if I base my life on the disappointments I had, I still would be homeless today. That's the bottom line. I still would be homeless today. And I never would have remarried. And I would never have the four extra children that I have. I have five children total. Never would have married again. Never would have had four more kids. Had I lived my life on past disappointments, past failures, past discouraging deals that didn't come through. That's what would have happened. So it's okay to get excited. But Danny, I'm afraid that my bubble's going to get popped. I understand. But what if it doesn't? And what if you soar? What if you absolutely soar in this new business venture that you have? What have you got to lose for at least trying? You ain't got nothing. Okay, number two is you need to pay attention to the people who have what you want. This is very, very important. You know, so oftentimes, I don't know why, but this is a reality. You know, 98% of the population is either dead or dead broke by the age of 65. 2% of the population is doing well financially. 98% of the population plugs out of their job and winds up with a big fat debt and needing help from the federal government or friends and family members just to survive on a daily basis. Now, does that make any sense to you? Is that where you want to be? Do you want to wind up another American statistic? And I know some of you right now are reaching 65, you're over 65, and you know this is where you wound up, and you're like, this is not good enough for me. It is absolutely not good enough for me. And this is what I have to say to you. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. You need to pay attention to people who have what you want. 98% of the population conforms to 98% of the population. 2% of the population conforms to 2% of the population. Well, here's the reality. Who are you hanging out with? Who are you learning this business opportunity from? Who are you following? Well, I told you that my first 6 months I failed miserably. I was learning from two guys that were failing miserably. Well, people who are blind cannot lead you to where you want to go. People who don't know what they're doing can't lead you to where you want to go. So what changed for me is I found somebody who had great success. And when you can find somebody who has great success, you do what they do. Every success book on the planet, every self-help book on the planet is going to tell you that. Why? Because it works. Have you ever noticed that birds of a feather flock together? I mean, look at your center of influence right now. You all probably wear similar clothing, probably drive similar vehicles, live in a similar size home, and have similar interests. probably similar size debt as well. Well, in order for you to break free from that lifestyle that is not satisfying for you, whatever that is, and I'm not just talking about money. Money is not everything. It is when you don't have it, but it truly, once you have it, it's not what it's all cracked up to be. Does it make things easier? Yes. I've been rich. I've been poor. Which one do I like better? Hello. You have to be a rocket scientist to figure that one out. But anyway, you need to pay attention to people who have what you want. Man, that was one of the first things I learned, is to pay attention to people who have what I want. So if you've got an upline, you've got a chance to learn from somebody that's very good at the business, and providing that they are a prospecting machine, they're talking to people, they're building the business, that's who you want to pay attention to. Any chance you have the opportunity to be in the presence with somebody who has earned six and seven figures in this business, you better pay attention. That stuff is worth its weight in gold. I mean, pay attention. Don't do any talking. Do all the listening you can. If they're talking to other people, you listen. Man, this is what I did when I was a babe. And still to this day, I do that, by the way. I get the chance to work with corporate heads and multimillionaires on a daily basis. And I'm serious. It's listen, listen, listen as much as I possibly can, unless, of course, they've hired me for coaching. Then that's a whole thing. Actually, I still wind up listening and then redirecting. So anyway, you need to find somebody who has what you want and do what they do. Pay attention. Listen, doctors learn from doctors. Dentists learn from dentists. Optometrists learn from optometrists. That's how it works. Professional athletes learn from people who are professional athletes. That's how the entire thing works. Why? You want to work with the best that you can so you can be the best that you can be in your business. You need to go to training seminars as often as you possibly can. That was a decision I made after my first one, and I realized the value in it because it obviously exploded my income. But the value in it is this. It cracks me up because people get started in network marketing every day, and unfortunately, a lot of them are sold how easy the business is, and they're all sold how, you know, anybody can make it. And yes, this is true. However, come, but there's a price to pay. There's a reality here. The reality is it takes commitment, hard work, dedication, and a lot of training, a lot of coaching. That's what it takes to get good at anything. This isn't a lottery ticket. This is a real live business, a genuine business. That's what this is. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme that you're in. This is a real business. I did not get started in a get-rich-quick scheme. I got started in a business. I had to learn how to amass customers. I had to learn how to interview people to find the kind of people I wanted to work with. I had to learn how to develop leadership. I had to learn how to become a leader myself that others would want to follow. I had to learn how to really run a real business. And that's what this is. And so don't let anybody tell you that, you know, oh, just sign up and get your product and get on your auto ship and make sure that you, you know, just sign up 5-10 people a month and you'll make it rich. That's a lie. That is an absolute lie. You'll wind up replacing those people as quick as you're adding them. This is real. Just like a doctor needs to learn his profession to earn that six and seven figures, you are going to have to invest into your education to learn how to make that six and seven figures. That's the bottom line. And see, here's something else you've got to add to what I'm saying here. The marketplace pays for value. It does. The marketplace pays for value. So what value you bring to the marketplace is determined by what you make in the marketplace. So right now, if your skill level in this business is making $300 a month, or you haven't even gotten started yet, that's where your skill level is. If you want your income to grow to $1,000 a month, guess what? You must invest into your education to raise your skill, talent, and ability levels so that you now are more valuable into the marketplace, and boom, you'll watch your income absolutely explode. If you're stuck at $2,000, if you're stuck at $20,000, the only way to get it unstuck is to get more education, to learn how to tweak it, get coached so that you can find out how to figure out how to make it better and how to break free from a rut. And you know, I know lots of people in this business that are in a rut. Their rut's $20,000 a month. It's been there for 2 years, but it's still a rut. If you want it to grow, you must invest into you. How do I know this to be true? Well, I have a friend, Mark Hetherington, for example, who's on the phone. He is an optometrist in Florida. He, every time I talk about it to him or hear anything from him, he is always plugging in to his extra education, continued education is what he calls it, continued education as an eye doctor. That's what they do. Nurses have to constantly, in order to keep their license, they have to constantly go in for more advanced training just to maintain their status. Why is this business any different? It's not. Why do people think it is? Because there's a lot of people out there who sold that it was. Listen, this is what I believe about the human race. They're not looking for a handout. They're just looking for direction. Hey, show me what I have to do and I'll get the job done. That's the way Americans are. They're not looking for a free ride. I'm sure there's a few that are, but the reality is that none of you that are on the call are looking for a free ride. And so when you get sold or you sell somebody that this business opportunity is a free ride, they look at you cross-eyed like, oh, come on, what's the catch? The catch is that you got to go to work. The catch is you have to persist. The catch is you need to invest into your education. I know that makes perfect sense to you guys. It has to. It made perfect sense to me that if I'm going to be a professional and earn a professional level of income, then I better invest into some professional training. So what training do you have available to you? There's lots. Don't ever miss a training event if you want to earn six or seven figures in this business. If you don't want to make six or seven figures and you just are happy with $200-$300 a month, well, then don't worry about it. But if you really want to make great money, and listen, you can mess this business up and make $5,000 a month. You really can. But don't ever miss a training opportunity. Never. Training seminar, I don't care if it's 2 days before you're hearing about it, jump on a plane and make it happen. Why? Because the investment you make in yourself will never go south. It's the only investment I personally know of that pays dividends forever. Why? Because I'm a living proof of it. I am absolute living proof of it. The first investment I ever made was into myself. And that first 5 months, that's all I did was invest it into myself. If I had never done that, oh, man, where would I be today? I would have quit. I would probably be broke, massively in debt, severely unhappy because I wouldn't have Hans and my children. I wouldn't have who I am. I was quiet and shy and miserable and angry. I was judgmental and yucca, intimidated by everybody. And now that it's so cool, I'm serious. I used to hate being around educated people. Why? Because I felt so stupid. I cheated through high school. I'm not proud of it, but it's the truth. But look, now, I've got lawyers calling me. I've got doctors, scientists, all kind of, you know, big business people, highly educated people calling me and having me coach them. Isn't that crazy? Why? Because that's what I got out of this business is I invested into me, I grew personally, and as a direct result of that, I am nowhere near the same kind of person that I was when I got into this thing. So there's conference calls. This is a free conference call. My website has almost 40 hours of free conference call training on there for you. If that's the level that you're at of free, meaning you are strapped financially, then there's free opportunities there for you. Then there's CDs, North Carolina CDs. That's a two-day seminar on CD. It's very powerful. We get tremendous testimonials on those CDs every single day. We have people increasing their closing ratios, increasing their business, breaking free from all kinds of stuff. This powerful training tool that's available there. We have a script booklet that's coming out. There's other trainers out there. Find somebody that you like. If you don't like me, find somebody else. But you must always invest into continual education on becoming a professional in your business. And some of you, it may take a long time to get there. Others of you, you're going to catch on quick. No matter what the deal is, you still have to do it. No question about it. And again, you'll see fruit in your other areas of your life, too, from trainings like that. Okay, here's number three. You need to go to work. You absolutely need to go to work. You need to put people through your presentation and training system every single day. Whether you want to make $300 a month, $3,000 a month, $30,000 a month, or $300,000 a month, you need to put people through the presentation and training system every single day. Every day. You need to close this month with a bang. Today is the last day of the month, guy. We have hours left. I mean, we have, what, four and a half hours left in the month. Go out with a bang this month. In fact, when you get off the phone with me, I want you to make a call and get somebody to get to do something with you in your business. Just do it on sheer enthusiasm. Give it your best shot. Don't give up. Just totally go for it. So anyway, but you need to go to work and go into work every single day. What constitutes going to work? Well, putting people through the presentation and training system every single day. When you put people through the presentation system, you wind up with one of three things. You wind up with somebody saying thanks but no thanks. And that's great. That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Who do you know who really wants to get ahead financially, who wants to pay for the kids' college tuition, who wants to be able to get a debt? Or who do you know who, let's say you're selling phone systems or phone services, then you would say, you know, who do you know who would like to save money on their phone bill every single month? Who do you know would like unlimited long distance? Who do you know who would like to lose weight, feel better, look younger, and live longer? whatever it is, the product that you're selling or service that you're selling, you just say, okay, that's great. Thanks so much for taking a look. But who do you know who would like to blank? Okay, that's the first type person that you're going to show this business to, is someone who says no. Second type person is the person who says, you know, I really want to think about it. Great, that's a customer. That's somebody you're going to stick right into your customer base. You're going to get them on an auto ship, and you're going to get them started on your products while they think it over, while they're spending time on your website reviewing information or reading literature that you sent them, listening to audios. What you do with that think it over person is you have them think it over while they are trying out those products and services. Why? Because if they really are a real think it over and not a liar, a real think it over person is saying, yes, I really need to review the information. I really need to get to know everything before I try it out. That's great. Those are serious people. They will eventually get into your business. The fake lying think it over is somebody who's just blowing you off, and you know how. Because if they purchase your product, they're a real think it over. If there's somebody who does go to that website, they're a real think it over. And I like to qualify them and say, okay, now are you really want to think it over, or are you just saying that so you could just get out of it and blow me off? And they'll tell you, no, yeah, you know, I'm really not interested. Okay, great, thanks. Who do you know who is? Or they say, no, I really am. Okay, then great. Then it makes sense for you to try the product out first, because once you see how it works and how it affects you or how you like the services, then you will know whether or not you can fully get behind the opportunity. Okay? So the third type person you're going to push through that presentation system is a yes. I'm in. I want to get started. How do I do it? What's my next step? Then you push them through the training system. You send them to DannyJohnson.com to listen to some CDs. One of my clients, a multimillionaire running a multimillion-dollar company, has every brand new person that gets started in his opportunity listen to May 3rd and May 10th conference calls. Every brand new person, every brand new start that gets started in their company, they drive them to the website and have them listen to May 10th and May 3rd. Find some conference calls on that site that you feel are good for you, that you want new people to listen to. Totally up to you. Okay, so that's what you're going to do every single day. Now, how many people should you put through that presentation and training system? That is completely up to you. How much money do you want to make? That's for you to decide. So if you want to make a lot of money, you have to put a lot of people through the presentation and training system. If you want to make some money, then you need to put some people through the presentation and training system. You want to make a little bit of money? Put a little bit of people through the presentation and training system every single day. Every single day, with exception of Sunday. Sunday, you should take that time as day of rest, or Saturday, whatever day it is of the week that you want to pick for your day of rest. Pick one that you don't work, that you recover, that you restore. But 6 out of 7 days a week, you need to be putting people through that training and presentation system. Okay, number four, and this is the final subject, is never give up. Never give in, and never, ever, ever quit. Never. It cannot be an option. You need to write that down in big, giant, bold print. Quitting is not an option. It is absolutely not an option. Just a privilege and an honor of doing a conference call with a group. You know, I don't care what, I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are, and you don't have to agree with me. That's a non-issue. But if you are of a like faith and you like that kind of training, on my website, I believe tonight, hopefully, there is a call that I did last night on endurance and perseverance. And it is totally scripturally based, went through 150 scriptures that talk about the topic of endurance and perseverance. And you guys, some of you would actually be shocked about what it says. It's actual commandment to actually have it, and we're not supposed to get it from our own sources. We're supposed to go up to get it. So anyway, never quit, never give up, never give in. You can't. You have to make the decision that this is it. I've started, I'm staying. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to build a career for myself in this home-based business. Why, Danny? Why do I have to make that decision? Quitting cannot be an option. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have days of wanting to quit. You're going to have days of thinking, am I the only idiot that sees this? You will have days of wondering if you should quit. You will have discouragement. You will have disappointment, and you will have disadvantages. You will. That's part of life. Do you have discouragement, disadvantages, and dissatisfaction in your job? Yes. Do you have discouragement, dissatisfaction, and disadvantages in your marriage? Yes. Do you have discouragement, dissatisfaction, and disadvantages and dissatisfaction in your parenting? Yes. Well, don't expect your business to be any different. It's all the same. We all have that. Here's the deal. My question to you is it worth it, though? In your current job, the discouragement that you face, dissatisfaction and disadvantage, is it worth it? Some of you can say yes. Most of you will say no. I promise you this. Now, listen, none of you are in my personal sales force. I do not build a personal sales force. I am an industry trainer and a coach. So I don't benefit if you go out there and knock over your company's sales and become an industry, you know, fame, fortune person. I don't benefit. I don't get an override off of what you do. So, Danny, why are you telling me this? Because I am passionate about helping people come from nothing to go into great something. Why? Because I did. And I feel like almost a commission to go out there and let people know you can. If I could, you could. Let's do it. Let's make a loud roar. I hate the fact that in a free country, the most successful country in the world, that 98% of the people are failing financially. I hate it. It shouldn't be that way. And it was so simple for me to be able to cross over that line. It makes no sense to me why anyone should not try. So, yes, in our business, in this network marketing business, in your home-based business, whatever business that you're in, you will go through those things, and I'm telling you, stick it out. Never, ever quit. You'll have those days where you want to, and that's where you need to look at that sign on your bathroom mirror, on your phone, and on your refrigerator that says quitting is not an option. By the way, that means you're 100% committed. You'll have those days where you wonder if you should quit. Quitting is not an option. You'll see it changes your posture. It changes how your distributors look at you. When you have 100% commitment like that, guess what? So do they. So whatever it is that you're going to face, whatever trial you're going to come to, I promise you it's worth it. Because only if you stick it out and you don't quit, only if you stick it out and you don't quit, you will then become the person that you need to become to be able to lead a multi-million-dollar sales force. It's only through trials that we grow. It's only through discouragement that we grow. Either that or you stay discouraged. You have two options. You stay that way and have a pity party, or you step up and you learn from it and you get better at it. Let's say that you've just burned through 100 names and you blew every one of them out. Well, obviously it's some time to invest into some education so you could get better at talking to those 100 people. So you have two options. I just talked to 100 people and I just can't figure it out. It's not working. This business sucks. It doesn't work. It's not for me. Or the other option. All right, I obviously need help in this area. Book a coaching appointment with me. Come to a training seminar. That's always my first recommendation, is to go to First Steps, even before coaching by far. Get the CDs. Listen to those 30, 40 hours on the Internet. Whatever. Listen to CDs and tapes all the time. Whatever it is. You have two options when things aren't going your way. You can whine, murmur, and complain about it, or you can step up and say, okay, how can I make this better? If you learn from it, then you don't have to go back through that same discouragement again. So if quitting is not an option, then you become a problem solver instead of a whiner, instead of a complainer, instead of a rah-rah pity party person. You have two options. Isn't that awesome? In every situation. So quitting cannot be an option, and once you get that one through your head, then you will start to succeed. Because you have to think about it. What else better do we have going on? How long will it take you to achieve your dreams in your job? That's if you haven't given up or shrunk your dreams to fit your income. If you haven't given up and you haven't shrunken your dreams to fit your income, and you still have those dreams, there's a glimmer of hope in you, then how long will it take for you to achieve that in your job? What else better do you have going on? So quitting can't be an option. So again, to recap, you've got to get excited. It's okay. I know you've had discouraging times in the past. It's okay. What if the bubble doesn't pop? I promise you, you're going to learn a lot about yourself, your family. You'll become a better spouse, a better parent. You'll become a better employee. You'll become a better business person. You'll become a better church member. You'll become a better community person. Just get excited. Pay attention. Go to work and never quit. Get excited. Pay attention. Go to work and never, ever quit. So those are some things that I learned in the very beginning. And you know what? Those are very, very small things, four things, helped me to become a millionaire within a couple years. But Danny, but how do I talk to people? It's not how, it's why. Why are you going to talk to them? Why? Because your family deserves it. Because you deserve to grow and to become the best that you could ever be. That's why. That's absolutely why. So I say give it your best shot. Get excited, pay attention, go to work, and never quit. Quitting is not an option. Some of you need to have that on your binders. You just need to have it everywhere. Because once you decide that, you're done. You're done. Once this business gets into your blood, like Tom Chellen, or the list goes on, the John Greens, the Patty Ronies, the Aaron Raskins, once it gets in your blood, the Bud Nemeth, guess what? You just can't ever get out of it. Like me and Hans. Can't ever get out. So anyway, other than that, I'm going to open up the lines. We've got about 12 minutes left. This time always flies so very fast. I hope this helped you. I just want to encourage you, you just never know. You never, ever know when your life is going to turn around and turn into something great. You never know when you're about to get out of the pit. All I do know is that once you get out of that pit, you can turn around and help other people get out of that pit, just like we did. You can do that too. You never know when you've got that big break sitting right here in front of you. I just hope you know that what's sitting in front of you is a break. It's a chance. It's an opportunity. I hope you know that. So I just want to hear real quickly if there's anybody that has any questions or comments. And the last couple minutes, we're going to talk about those of you who are going to Tampa, and we're just going to do a Tampa standoff and see where all you guys are coming from. I know we heard Massachusetts is coming to Tampa and a bunch of other people. So let me open up the lines and actually, let's do the sound off first, and then we'll take a couple questions at that very end of the call. So let me open up the lines. If you pressed *6, that means that I will not be able to hear you. So you need to *6 again, and that will unmute your line, and then we'll be able to hear you. So if you are coming to Tampa, I want you to state your name and the state that you're calling from so that we know where you all are coming from, because I can't wait to see the face with the name. That is always very exciting to me. So I'm going to write your names down so that I make the attempt to shake your hand and get to know who you are. Hold on. Okay, everybody, we are live.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. Woo! It's Lucia in North Carolina, and I'll be Tampa.
Awesome. So, Lucia, that was Jeff from North Carolina. We're going to see you in Tampa. Who else is coming to Tampa?
From Montreal.
Oh, gosh, I missed it. Was it someone from Ontario, Canada?
Montreal, Canada. Cool.
Montreal, Canada is coming to Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
Who else is coming to Tampa?
Christopher from Savannah.
Did you say Christopher?
Trisha.
And where are you coming from?
From Savannah.
Savannah. Is that in Florida?
Georgia.
Awesome. So you'll be driving down to see us.
Yep.
Can't wait to see you, Trisha.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else coming from anywhere in the United States?
Yes. Dayton, Ohio.
Awesome.
Dayton, Ohio.
From Florida.
We got Dayton, Ohio that's coming.
No.
Can someone say Chicago?
Me from Florida. No.
And there's kind of background noise. Okay, listen, guys, if you have any background noise, if you can *6 your line so everybody can hear more clearly, that would be awesome.
Hey, Danny, this is Tom. I'm coming all the way from Fort Lauderdale.
You better be coming, Tom.
I'll be there.
That's too close. And I know we got Tom Challen's coming from San Diego, California. He and his wife are coming. They're bringing a large group from California. We know we've got guys from New York. Coming, Massachusetts.
Chicago.
Who's that from Chicago?
Dick
from Chicago?
Yep.
Awesome. This is Anna.
Lucy from New York.
Who is that from New York?
Lucy,
we will see you there from New York.
Yes.
And Anna from Massachusetts.
Was it Anna from Massachusetts?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome, girl. Can't wait to see you there.
Neither can I. Just...
Woohoo! We're going to have fun. Hey, and all you guys that are coming, you make sure you bring cameras. It's a definite Kodak moment weekend.
Good.
You're going to want to take lots and lots of pictures. If you've got your group coming with you, you got new people coming with you, make sure you take pictures with them and other leaders that are going to be there in the room, because a picture says 1,000 words. And I just got to tell you, the reason why I hate to say, come up to me and have your picture taken with me, because I think that sounds so stupid. But here's the reality. I had my picture taken with one of my mentors in the very beginning, and that picture kept me from quitting in my bad months where I would look at this woman and go, listen, if she could do it, so could I. And so it really is inspiring when you're sitting there in a picture with you and someone that inspires you, because it helps you to endure those tough times that you will face and those times when you're wondering if you should just throw in the towel. It'll help you to stay consistent, persistent, and it'll help you to persevere. So make sure you bring your camera and take lots of pictures and download them on the computer, because you're going to want to email them to every person you know and say, ha ha, this is where I was. You guys missed out. Okay,
Danny, how about?
What's
Danny,
that?
Danny, how about?
Oh, there's two guys jumping out.
This is Fred from New York. I had a quick question for you. We have an upcoming trade show and a craft show, and I market a liquid health beverage. Could you offer any tips for us to be successful?
Okay. Whoever that child is in the background, who at mommy or daddy, can you please star six your line so that we don't hear them screaming at us? Because once you get frustrated and you say, quiet, we don't want to hear that. Oh, they muted them out. Okay, so Fred and you are... No, they didn't. Okay, trade show is what you're doing, and you have an early product you said?
Yeah, we have a trade show and a craft show coming up, and I market a liquid health beverage.
Okay, and, okay. Fred, the thing that I would recommend that you do, obviously, is, have you been on my website at all?
Yes.
Okay. Then master that technique of form before you do this trade show. Master the technique of family, occupation, recreation, and message. You want to be able to make personal contact with as many people as you can and just be that friendly, handshake, smile guy to them so that they remember you. Now, I don't know what your company's policies are, but I would try to work it out where you can give some samples. Maybe even have some kind of a drawing where you can captivate people's names, addresses, telephone numbers, and email addresses to where you're doing a free drawing. You're going to give away a free month's supply of products to 10 people out of this drawing or one person out of the drawing, whatever it is that you can afford to invest. But drawings are great ways to captivate people's contact information where you can contact them later. But building relationships is real important. Usually trade shows, some people are real good at them and other people have real challenges with them. Most people go into trade shows thinking they're going to just make thousands of dollars with them. Don't think that way because you're setting yourself up for a disappointment. Sometimes that does happen. Most oftentimes it does not happen. And so really it is really a place to make contacts. More than anything, and then follow up with those contacts in the future. Get on the phone with them, build rapport, find their need, and fill it. So there's my advice to you, Fred. Anybody else who can take one more question?
I have a comment, Danny.
You're who?
Yeah, you hear me?
Hi, what can I do for you?
Okay, this is Gene Dakin from Dayton, Ohio. I'm the one who called you Drop Dead Gorgeous last week.
Thank you.
And anyway, about your website and everything, I know one time you said something and you weren't sure you have this vault of calls.
Uh-huh.
No, I hope you keep them on, all on, because I was listening to the oldest ones last tonight because I just got my computer back. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you said one time you weren't sure if you'd have, you might change things with it and everything.
Right. We will keep that conference call vault available for you guys.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And
I'm glad
to buy your school drop day,
Gordon. Danny, this is Robert from Riverside, California.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
I just wanted to tell you it was great to see you again in Las Vegas, and you were awesome.
Thank you.
And I was glad to meet Bill Berry and the lead system with Michael Mayer was just great.
Good. I'm glad that was helpful. I might be going on a tour with them here in the future, and we'll let you guys know about that.
Hello, Danny.
Yes.
I have a question. This is Therese from Minneapolis. I have a question. Would you be offering a seminar sometime in the near future in the Midwest area like Chicago or Minneapolis?
That is a really good question. And I apologize to you guys. I don't have all that many open events available through the rest of the year because I've got some corporate private gigs. And
okay.
So we are looking into that area. I can't give you a date or a time right now. We will have that information to you guys in the beginning of summer. Actually, more like
okay.
End of July.
So you do plan to offer something in the near future, right?
Before the end of the year, before 2005 is all done, there is a possibility of something coming out into the Midwest I cannot give you a solid commitment on that right now, though, because right now I've had one of my corporate clients has taken up majority of the fall and winter season completely, and so I just have to juggle some things around. You know, you guys, I'm a mom first, and so that we're working on it. We'll see what we can do.
No problem. Thanks for letting me know.
All right.
May I ask a question?
Yes. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm Ed from Orange Park, Florida.
Okay, Ed, what can I do for you?
I just signed up on your page, and I put the username and password, and it doesn't work.
Well, that's not good.
I've tried it, and I thought maybe I forgot it, so I re-entered with my son-in-law's name, and I still can't get on members of
you. Okay, so you... Oh, and John Paletti is not out there right now. Okay, why don't you do this? Why don't you email... All right, I don't
just have him send an email to admin@DannyJohnson.
Okay, thanks, honey. Danny? Okay, so Ed, you need to send an email to who, Hans?
Admin, A-D-M-I-N.
@DannyJohnson.com. And they'll go ahead and walk you through on how to be able to... They actually resend you your username and your password and help you get in.
Okay.
I apologize, Ed, for that.
No problem.
We'll get that worked out so that you'll be able to get online and get all that free training.
I was just excited to see the rest of the page.
Sorry. You can actually click on a lot of different links in there. The members area is the area where the conference call vault is, though. Okay, anybody else out there with a final question or comment?
Danny, this is Ricky in Texas.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
I have one question. So, I have a database of clients that I had in another business.
Uh-huh.
And it was a totally unrelated product, and I would like a suggestion on calling them up with my new business and my new product.
Okay. All right, we have 1 minute left.
Don't do it.
And look at that. Somebody is now disciplining their child. We can hear it. Don't do it. I can hear that. You want to start fixing lines, so we can't. I don't want to eavesdrop. Okay, so Ricky, you've got a database, and it's a clientele that you've built that is not the same product line that you're in right now, totally unrelated. What I would do is I would absolutely give those people a call, and as long as you're not swiping them out of another, you know, business that they're happy with, I would never introduce somebody to a new product unless they were completely dissatisfied with what they're already doing or the business that they're in right now is not working for them and they're wanting changes. Then that's the only way I would ever introduce somebody to something else.
These were all just customers, people that bought from me from home parties.
Oh, awesome. Okay, then that's absolutely perfect. Ricky, call them, do what I've taught you, form them, and let the doors open as they may.
Okay, thank you, Danny.
Okay, girl. All right, so I need to wrap up the call. Let me start by my line. Hold on. Okay, guys, I need to wrap up the call. We're at the top of the hour, and I really want to thank you guys for your commitment to these calls every single week. You guys are here with bells on with brand-new people, and you're really doing your brand-new people just a great service. You're helping them in the best way that you can and the most efficiently. You're duplicating your efforts by getting people started, putting them through the training system, and then your new person does the same thing. All he does is get people started, put them through the training system instead of trying to become the training system. You don't ever want to become that training system. It sucks you dry of your time, and it doesn't make you money. What makes you money in your business is by you adding brand new people and pushing them through that presentation and training system. That's what will increase your check over the next 90 days. Next Monday, we're going to meet right here live on this call. I highly recommend that you make this week the best week that you've ever had in your career. Put your head down, get focused, and just talk to as many people as you possibly can so that you can amass the awards that you and your family deserve, as well as helping other people amass those same rewards for them and their family. You never know who you're going to get started on a daily basis. You never know whose life you're going to make a major impact in. You don't know till you get on the phone and you get them started. So other than that, thanks so much, guys, for your attention. God bless each and every one of you. I'm going to open up the lines, and all of you can say goodbye, and I can't wait to see you guys in Tampa.
Bye.
Sorry,
thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.